What's up, Take Line? Megan and I have already gotten a fight about this, but this is CJ.
And Megan Gailey.
And we have hosted Take Line before and had the great honor and pleasure to. And we just wanted to take a second to say goodbye and say thanks, taking a chance on me and Megan hosting together. You know, many outlets have done that before. Some have been happy.
It hasn't worked out. This was also our son's very first ever podcast appearance. So
that's right.
It'll go down in the baby record books for him.
It's been a lot of fun being a part of it. And yeah, thank you for listening and supporting, and have a happy holidays, and we'll see you in some way or another soon.
Very soon. Thanks for ending on a week the Colts won. Big for me.
Welcome. This is not a funeral episode, though this will be the last and final episode of the Take Line program that will ever grace your eardrums. This is a celebration. It's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of sports. And it's a celebration of the last 2 years of incredible, high-quality content that we've been able to take part in. Joining me today to take part in this celebration, some of my favorite people ever in the world. First up, you know him. You've laughed at his stuff. You've taken pleasure at his writing, though you don't know it. The great Jamel Johnson. Jamel, how are you?
I'm good. This feels like, you know, that Instagram ad with the dudes in Africa selling socks.
Yes.
And they're like, they got the, they got the casket and they're dancing.
Yes.
That's where we are right now, folks. We're dancing.
We're in the presence of not just a star, but an actual superstar right now. Formerly the co-host of the Spinsters podcast. You've seen her collaborating with Nike. You've seen her doing all kinds of things. One of my favorite people of the last 5 years. If I had to power rank them, she'd be up there in the top three. Please welcome Jordan Liggins. Jordan, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for asking me to be a part of this. Best show ever.
We could not do it without you. And then finally, every time I turn on Sirius XM radio, among many other audio pieces of programming, and I hear this man's voice, I'm like, that fucking guy. I don't know how to respond to that. Oh, Siri, shut up. Hold on, sorry.
Siri thought that you wanted me on, so she was
Siri was just like, we're talking about Zach? That's right, it's, you know him from the Athletic NBA pod, from his writings at the Athletic, from Sirius NBA radio, Zach Harper, one of the greatest to ever do. He's got Cinephobe, his pop culture and movie podcast. You see him on Labatard. He's simply one of the hardest working human beings in show business. Zach, how are you?
I'd never stop working, and I will never stop working. I have so many fucking bills. You have no idea.
That's right.
I have no idea where this money goes to. Yeah. I just don't know. Taxes, Postmates.
Right.
Like, it's just Postmates, really, I figured out. It's just I spend almost a country's worth of money each month on Postmates. Yeah.
I feel you. This is America. We die in the saddle.
Yeah, that's right. I also just want to say, when I saw Jordan show up in the Take Line merch, I don't have any, but I had to wear my own face on this final episode of Take Line because I am nothing if not a whore that will promote myself.
Gotta pay those bills somehow.
You can write the tips off on your taxes. You can do that. Get up on that.
I do like taking tax advice from a friend who has sold so many of my friends jerseys.
Hey, listen, dude.
Let me tell you one thing. Jamel is the only person that I take tax advice from.
He is the number one businessman in this business. Like, I mean, this, he knows how to grind it.
I have 4 Vince Carter jerseys in my trunk. And I'm very familiar with the tax code. It's these are this is
you're
me.
About, you're about to have 2.
Let's go.
Let's
go. How'd you know one was Atlanta?
Jamel, yeah,
one
of them is Atlanta. Jamel just loves to buy and sell. That's what it's about. He just loves
constant movement.
Yeah.
That's it. I've said this numerous times, but Jamel, like, there have been times where I've been like, Jamel, man, like, let's get brunch. Let's hang out this week. Like, what's going on? He's like, man, I'm going to be in commerce at 4 a.m. scouting a Jersey shipment that's
not
coming
commerce.
Off the boat.
Yeah, yeah, city of commerce, dude. I'm like a fiscal shark. Mm-hmm. I'm just moving.
I love that for you.
He's the comptroller of commerce.
Really Folks, knows. let's start our conversation this way. What I know y'all got in the chamber that final silver bullet, that final hot chip of a take that you're just keeping in the chamber for yourself because you're thinking, well, I'm waiting for the right moment, or I'm just gonna, I don't want to use it yet. I would like us all to air that last take in the chamber today. And I'll start. I got one. New York Knicks got absolutely embarrassed. I feel like Stephen A. right now. They got embarrassed by the Oklahoma City Thunder this weekend, Sunday morning at MSG. The Knicks lost by 10 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And their star player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA, who... And here's the take. I think is better than Ja Morant. I think the conversation is not there, is not at that point yet. But I think over the course of this season, like unless Sam Presti is like, that's too much winning, we got to shut this guy down. Over the course of this season, SGA is going to continue to have games like where he scores 35 points on 11 shots. Continues to have performances like the one he had against the Knicks this weekend. And he will create that conversation where people will come to realize that he's at 6'6", one of the most efficient and talented and high-scoring and heady wings in the league. And that, in fact, at 6'6", with that efficiency, with the health... I think I'd rather have him than Ja Morant going forward. I think I'd rather have him. Obviously, their teams are completely different. You know, the Grizzlies are a really good team and have shown that they are good because they've excelled, not just survived, but excelled in the moments when Ja has not been able to play for them for various reasons. But I'm gonna say it again. SGA better than Ja. Is this recency bias because they just blew out the Knicks? Is this an emotional cry from me because the Knicks, in fact, could have drafted SGA and instead drafted King of the Fortnite suit Kevin Knox? No comment. SGA better than Ja. That's my hot take. Any thoughts, concerns about that particular take from my guests today?
I'd rather have him. You mean to play basketball? Listen,
I mean, if you're starting
yeah.
a franchise today, you're building a team,
uh-huh.
and you have the choice between Ja or SGA, I would choose SGA.
I'm taking Ja just because I need them checks, baby. Hey, he's next in line for that Nike deal. Come on, man. It's so much fun.
Yeah, that's true.
He's so much fun. Yeah, he's better. And yeah, Ja don't really shoot jump shots like that. But so what? He's built like an NBA Jam character. It's fun.
Yes. It's fun. It's for pure entertainment value, Ja Morant. But I heard you say that earlier before we started, and every time you repeated it, it just hurt my soul. Like it didn't, mm-hmm. it just didn't sound right. Like it can't be true. It can't be. I would pick Ja for even the entertainment value. I understand that SGA is balling out of control, and I think it's also because it's in OKC and no one's
paying attention, no one knows
seeing it, so is it really happening? I'm kind of like, is it an illusion happening in OKC? But I would pick Ja, but I appreciate the hottest take possible. I think
here's my concern with SGA.
Okay.
Two concerns.
Yeah.
One, 3 years ago, really good, crazy efficient. Last year, not efficient. This year, he started out efficient. What if he's just Jimmy Butler in efficiency, where one year he's magically hitting three-pointers and the next year he can't, and then the next year he's magically hitting three-pointers and then the year after he can't? We don't know what that cycle is because he doesn't play enough and stay healthy enough. Ja has his issues with health.
Healthy, so does, so does quotation marks, healthy.
Well, you know, look, is it healthy to help your team tank? Yeah, it's healthy to help your team tank. You know, we know maybe you have a sprained ankle, maybe they say you lost your foot. I don't know. I don't know what the Thunder are doing out there. My second concern is, and I hate to stereotype, but
sure,
he's Canadian. I don't know if you can trust a Canadian being number one on your team.
Damn.
You're too polite.
Damn.
Anthony Bennett,
Andrew Wiggins, you know. Steve
Josh
Nash.
Primo.
How many times?
Josh
Primo. Okay, all right. Sorry. I'll just here's his last, you know, he's played 12 games against the New York Knicks, 37 points, 2 blocks, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. And he's been doing this all season. A couple of, you know, one 20-point game, but 37 points, 39 points, 33 points, 37 points, 34 points, 38 points. SGA's coming. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. I understand that it's hot, but I'd like to pass the hot baton onto whoever wants to take it and whoever has something they've just been saving up. They want to get it off their chest in this final episode of the Take Line program.
I'll go.
Jordan.
Real quick.
Yes.
Real quick. This has been on my heart. This is, I feel like this is a safe space that I can share this information.
The safest space.
I am from Sacramento. Mm-hmm. As
oh,
some people
Sac
know.
Town. What up? Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I knew we did have that in common. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm from Sacramento and I have been so hard on my city. I have really thrown it under the bus, really not taken pride in Sactown, and I'm a Lakers fan. People have just already hated me for that for so long. And you know, this past year, I have been home a lot. I got married this year. I was
congratulations.
Thank you.
Couple of brags right there, but not a big deal. Yeah. You keep going.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I was like, you know, Sacramento's not that bad. And I said that out loud as we were landing the plane in the Sacramento airport. And then the Kings are doing better this year. And I think I had to let that go and say it out loud. So now this is the Kings' year. Because I let that go and I said Sacramento's not that bad, the Kings are going to excel this year. And I just want to, take all of that credit and say because I really, you know, express that and said that Sacramento isn't the worst city ever. And I said that sentence that the Kings are going to excel. So you're welcome, Kings.
6-6, baby.
Yeah.
Look, that's a championship for the Kings.
Honestly, the city, I've never seen so many Sacramento Kings highlights. All my friends from like high school are coming out with their Kings jerseys. They're ecstatic. So I just wanted to say you're welcome. And you know,
the number eight offense in the league. Mike Brown, formerly a defensive guy, showing that, you know what? I know the other side of the court as well.
Yeah. I mean, he's got De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis. Like, it's not like he's going to be eighth in defense. So you got to be good at offense. You ever seen two red carpets roll down on a defensive possession?
So yeah, it's going to be the Kings' year. They're going to do so well, and that's because
how many games better than the Lakers will the Kings finish this season? They're 6-6 now.
I can say all that, but okay, yeah, that's hurtful.
The Kings could miss the playoffs. They still finish 25 games above the Lakers this year. So.
Yeah. No, what the hell? How are you going to say?
I know.
Lakers look like the 2012 Bobcats every night, and they're just we're worried about how are the Kings going to finish above
the hot bad. Take is that the, let me, you think let me the ask, Lakers the, are going to be better than the Kings.
That's a hotter take.
Let me ask everybody this. Do you think LeBron regrets the Father Time commercials?
I hope so. Yeah, Father Time is whooping his ass right now. He looks so old. And it's like, I can't even talk about my Lakers.
As an old man, I'll say this. As an old man with a bad hip, with an achy hip, he looks like a man with an achy hip to me. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that.
It looks like he's not stretching properly. He's not activating his hip flexors, right?
That's a great way to say it. Yeah.
Listen, guys, Bron's coming back. That Nas just put out another album. He's going to be fine, guys.
That's it. He's just been waiting for that. It's just,
he's been waiting for the next Nas.
Nas comes out with another album. Here we go.
Come on, man. He's going to be in the gym soon. You know what I mean? Doing all the interludes.
Up next, who's got something they'd like to get off their chest?
You want to go?
Let me take one. Please.
I'll give you a non-basketball one. The Eagles are not making the Super Bowl.
Whoa!
The Philadelphia Eagles are not making the Super Bowl.
What?
I repeat, ladies and gentlemen.
But they're so good.
Wow. They're very good. And I'm only saying this. This is only a hot take. What? For the people in Philadelphia? I think the rest of the country believes that Philly's going to hit a roadblock. They are, dog.
Wow.
They're either losing to Minnesota or the Giants. It's happening. And don't even get me started on Seattle.
Both would be so embarrassing.
Seattle losing to Tampa in Germany. Come on, dude. Tom Brady wasn't losing in Germany. Tom Brady, there's no way he was going to send Tom Brady to Munich and he loses. That shit was rigged.
You don't fly to Germany every year to touch up your hair plugs just to go lose a road game.
Bro.
Exactly. And I'm just saying that, look, the Eagles are the best team in the NFC right now, but Justin Jefferson was not playing like this when they met in week two. This is week 10. Teams are different. Weather's different. Mm. Kirk Cousins, apparently all the black guys on his team like him now. The Eagles are here, and I hate it. I hate the Eagles. I wish nothing but ill will on Kirk Cousins.
This is shocking. As a Giants fan who, you know, has started a little perplexed at the Giants start, has become something of a believer, and who just watched Daniel Jones have his best performance, like, as a pro ever in his life this weekend, please lay out to me how the Giants will be the roadblock for the Eagles.
Saquon Barkley.
Quad volley.
Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones never throwing the ball. They should play the game. When they play the Eagles again, it should look like 1953. Leather helmet ball.
It should look like Remember the Titans. Yeah.
And they could actually win. Take the ball out of Daniel Jones' hands, you got a chance.
Just want to clarify. So you have the Eagles not getting the Super Bowl because they either lose to Daniel Jones or Kirk Cousins.
Or Kirk Cousins or Geno Smith. Take your pick. Okay. There's three teams that could get him. I just think, you know, not losing a game in the regular season, also a bad omen. Shout out to my guy, Rob.
Yeah,
Ace.
That's
I think
very true. Very
you
got
to get a loss in. And Jalen Hurts is too dumb to lose. He'll never lose a regular season game.
How do you get, if let's say that the Eagles leadership, they understand we got to get one loss in. How do they do it? How do you make sure it happens?
You tell Jalen Hurts the wrong address to the plane. Because if he gets on the plane, he's winning the game.
One week, you're just like, we're flying out of LaGuardia this week.
I had that
shit,
wrong.
Dude.
Shit.
Oh, no. We were at AMF Bowling Alley. You went to the other bowling. You went to Lucky Strikes. My fault. This is my hot take just for the people of Philly to get upset about. Because I know that Philly needs the narrative that no one likes them. And guess what? I don't like y'all. I'm here for you. I'm the one who hates you. You're wondering who hates you, Philly? It's me.
Other than Joel Embiid setting a 50-point individual record and a wonderful Philly Sixers loss, you have to admit it's been a kind of a disappointing couple of weeks for Philly sports, losing the World Series, the Union crashing out of the MLS Cup.
Same day.
So, you know, Philly haters, it's been a good couple of weeks for y'all. Zach, that leaves you.
All right.
Get something off your chest. Let it loose.
So a take I had secretly forever was just that I don't think Anthony Davis is that good. Right. Like it's something that I had to keep in my chest. I had to keep it in my chest because it was just like, I just don't think he's that good. Like, and part of it, I'll admit, as a Timberwolves fan growing up, and Kevin Garnett's, you know, my favorite player ever other than Ricky Davis. And so with KG, that's the original Get Buckets right there. You would write Get Buckets on his shoes before anybody else did. Now you got all these other people saying Get Buckets all the time. That's the godfather of it. But so part of it came from, you know, people saying, oh, Anthony Davis, he's going to be the next KG. No, he's going to be better than KG. And I was pissed at it. I was like, how dare you? He doesn't pass like him. He doesn't defend like him. He doesn't even score like him. Don't even get me started on that. So I had to keep that in my chest for a while. Now that the Lakers are bad, sorry, Jordan. Now that the Lakers are bad and now that, you know, they're kind of a joke and everyone's doubting AD, it's something that I've been more comfortable with. So I'm going to get out of this real take. I'm going to get out in front of it now. And part of it is just to piss off every dumb, slow, unathletic, white basketball Twitter person because they love to glom onto this like that could be them someday. Nikola Jokic is never going to win an NBA title. In fact, he's never going to make the NBA finals.
Oh,
wow.
How about that? That's right.
Wow,
he's
that was
really
going
good in the regular season. Those playoffs come around. Oh, we get swept, or he gets dropped in five, or all of a sudden his team can't perform. And it's, he doesn't have enough help. He's never going to have enough help.
Wow.
Now, let me just, I'll just lightly push back for the people in the Colorado area who are losing their shit. It was a little bit of a shaky start last postseason. He certainly put in a bunch of good performances. Mm-hmm. Down the stretch of that Warriors series. Did.
Remember when he got his ass handed to him by DeAndre Ayton 2 years ago?
That did maybe not quite happen in the way that you're framing it, but he did lose that series. And so to unpack the no help. What is the thing that's going to happen?
Everyone got dazzled by Jamal Murray in the bubble. Well, sorry, unless we're having another pandemic that shuts us down, we're not seeing that Jamal Murray again. That's not happening. Michael Porter Jr., he's got the same back that I do. That's not happening. Aaron Gordon's biggest accomplishment is changing his jersey to number 50 because he's so mad that he can't win a dunk contest. That's not help you need. KCP is the best teammate he has for helping him. And look, KCP's a fine player. He's not going to be your Scottie Pippen. It's just not going to work out. I think Mike Malone's a bad coach in the playoffs. I don't really have anything to back that up other than that they keep losing, so I'm just going to stick with that. And so I get sick of everyone just pretending he's like this fun puppy dog on Twitter and everything. He's a dirty player. He slaps the hell out of people. He pushes them. He bum rushes them in the back. He gets away with flopping. He is the king of flopping now. It's not James Harden. It's not Chris Paul. It's Jokic flailing all over the place all the time. And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of those Denver Nuggets fans being mad at me all the time. And I'm sick of Serbia coming after me on Twitter just because I don't fawn at the feet of Nikola Jokic. And yes, I am scared of his brothers. So I will ask you to cut this whole segment.
Take it. Be easy on them Serbs, man.
We gotta be careful with them. We do have to be careful with them.
At each other.
Let me ask you this quickly, Zach, while I have you here, because we've been texting about it. What the fuck? What's going on with the Timberwolves?
Happened? They're just a group of idiots. Those guys. They started playing the dumbest basketball I've ever seen last year in the playoffs. Actually, it was in the play-in tournament game against the Clippers.
Yeah.
Had Karl Anthony Towns, their best player, not fouled out of that game, they would have lost it. How is that possible? How is your best player fouling out the reason you win a game? That's how bad he was. And then the whole just, like, and look, Memphis played stupid basketball, too,
they
in that
playoff
series.
They played stupid as well, yes.
It was the dumbest playoff series I've ever seen, but the perfect encapsulation of the Timberwolves is Karl Anthony Towns telling the media, they got to come back to Minnesota now. They got to come back to Minnesota now. Saying that on the inside tracks as he's mic'd up for a game because they're up 10 in the first quarter, and then they get blown out on their own home floor that same game. That is Minnesota Timberwolves basketball. You can't change it. It doesn't matter how many French tall guys you bring in. It doesn't matter how many of Karl Anthony Towns' friends you bring in. It doesn't matter what you change in Anthony Edwards' diet. They just are not going to play good basketball moving forward.
D'Lo can't continue to start after not entering the game and causing the Timberwolves to play 4-on-5 basketball, right? He can't, and not to mention that there's probably 12 bench guys better than D'Lo like in the league right now, right? He can't continue to start like this, right?
That was wild.
It's a contract year. This is his best foot forward, and he forgot to check into a game. That's hard to do.
Here's what I do want to say, just in defense of Cat, maybe we need to be a little harder on Popeyes. That's all I just, I love Popeyes.
That's what you're going to go with?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm going to go. I had a two-piece yesterday, okay? I had a two-piece yesterday. I am not in the NBA. I am not a star shooting guard. I am a man.
That attitude.
Watching a game with a set, I had to put my league aspirations behind me, Zach. I'm not making the league.
When you were in line at Popeyes yesterday?
Yeah.
You just decided it's one or the other, and I guess I need the two-piece?
Yesterday.
It wasn't until I went back for the apple pie. That's when I decided I wasn't making the league. The second trip through the drive-thru.
Yeah. Here's one more take.
Yeah, tell me.
Popeye's biscuits, good. I don't care if they're dry.
Of course they're good.
I fucking love them.
Well, you know what I do? I dip it in the gravy. Mm-hmm. I dunk the whole thing in the mashed potatoes and the gravy.
Yeah. Yep.
I put the beans on it too sometimes.
Yes, put the beans on there. Absolutely.
Wow.
It's the staff.
Life on the
it's
edge.
Not the ingredients, you know, because if you catch Popeye's on the wrong day, yeah, you might not even get handed a biscuit.
Or you waited like an hour. They are on their own time zone. It's a whole different clock at Popeyes.
They're a little too full of themselves over the last couple of years. I'll say that. Popeyes, they're feeling themselves a little bit too much, and you sense that when you walk in the place.
The hype over the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, there's an imperiousness to them now. Like, they'll be like, oh, you're lucky we're even serving you right now. You're getting whatever's in the bag is whatever's in the bag, and you're lucky right now.
If you're the only car in the drive through, it could be done in 2 minutes. It could be an hour and a half. You don't know.
It's a toss up. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll put it in park. I'll take a nap.
And now, let's go to the final installment of what I think is one of the greatest contributions to human culture in the last, certainly in the last 2 years, the Take Survivor segment. Mm. Roll it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what that sound is? You know what those drums mean? You know what that pan flute signifies? That's right. We're going to the island. We're going to the Take Survivor Island, where only the strongest take survives. Joining me today, the final installment of Take Survivor. She's one of the greatest to ever do it. She's a superstar in her own right. The co-host of the Spinsters podcast. You've seen her in various ad campaigns for a little company called Nike, a little mom and pop sportswear startup called Nike. I hope they survive. She is Jordan Liggins. Jordan, how are you?
I'm great. Ready to play.
He is a comedian par excellence. Oh, he's one of the funniest human beings ever to live on planet Earth. Jamel Johnson. Jamel, how are you?
I'm fantastic, and I'm here playing on behalf of the Monumental Sports Network, Bob.
He is the greatest NBA analyst, NBA writer ever. Ever. That's right. Forget all the rest of them. The newsbreakers, anybody that you want to think of, Zach Harper bests them like AI stepping over Tyronn Lue. Zach Harper, how are you?
I feel fantastic. I feel ready to give takes. I also agree. Not everyone can host a funny podcast about basketball.
That's right.
And also confirm third level draft news rumors.
That's
with
right.
some reporting. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. He's got all
show
of
me
that,
who can do it both. This
all
guy.
Of that in his toolkit. It's like when you when you walk to the park and you see a painter sitting there painting the park, and they've got all their colors laid out before them. That is Zach Harper on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. Folks, let's get into it. We're on the island now. To refresh everyone on the rules of the Take Survivor game, here's how it works. 3 rounds. Each round, our competitors will give a take. Everyone here on this Zoom, that includes super producers Zuri and Ryan and myself, will vote on whose take sucks. That person will be eliminated from the island, but will stay in the voting as we progress. And then that person will vote on takes number 2 and takes number 3. We go to the finals, in which case everybody will vote for the winner of Take Survivor. Are we ready to get started? It seems like we are ready.
Let's go.
And yes. Here is our first prompt. Elon Musk recently was forced to buy Twitter at a valuation of $44 billion. $44 billion, by the way, would be number 85 on the world GDP list, above Serbia and just under Lithuania. What would you spend $44 billion on? What would you spend $44 billion on? I'll start with you, Zach Harper.
I think the obvious answer here,
yeah,
is I would spend it on the New York Knicks.
Oh my God. You would buy the New York Knicks.
I would take them away from James Dolan. I would remove myself from the situation. I would hire the best there is. Part of that $44 billion is going and getting not just Pat Riley, not just Masai Ujiri, not just Danny Ainge. I'm getting all of them. I'm getting Greg Popovich to coach forever.
Oh my God.
I'm getting a time machine with that $44 billion and bringing back Tim Duncan and putting him on the Knicks. I'm going back in time and grabbing 2010 LeBron James and bringing him to the Knicks like he should have signed with, not the Miami Heat.
Wow.
I'm doing all that stuff. And definitely what I'm not doing right now is pandering to Jason, even though it's a voting system that I just realized halfway through this answer that this actually doesn't benefit me at all.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I'm doing.
So $44 billion, you then have the $38 billion left over to pay Pop, Pat, Tim Duncan, yeah, LeBron James, Chris Paul, et cetera, whoever you want.
I'm building a Madison Square Garden on top of Madison Square Garden.
It's a hat on a hat.
Double-decker garden.
Oh! Wow!
Holy shit!
Wow.
Yeah.
This shit sound like Quibi to me, dog. You do it too. You got too much bread.
Well, I mean, again,
too much dip on your chip.
There's dip. On the dip, on the chip, on top of the chip, Zach.
There's another chip on top, and there's another dip, and there's another chip. And you know what those chips are? Championships, not just Lays.
Wow. an incredible opening salvo from Zach Harper.
Wow.
Jamel, your take on the $44 billion. What would you spend it on?
Well, you know, I'm not too far off. I would buy the Washington Commandments. I would buy the Washington Commandments. I would build a facility in Woodbridge. I would change the team name to the Woodbridge Wombats. I would take the existing facility in Ashburn, and I would move the entire unhoused population of America to Ashburn, Virginia. We're flying them out. All dogs welcome.
Love it.
You know what I'm saying? We got grooming services for the whole team. The Wombats will be playing at Potomac Mills Mall. I'm blowing up Potomac Mills Mall. I'm turning it into a football stadium. I'm sorry to everybody. You will never get to buy discount polo shirts in Woodbridge again.
Wow.
I got to say, housing the entire unhoused population of the Virginia area.
Yeah, I'm bringing LA out too. Fuck Rick Caruso. I'm bringing the whole, we all, everybody come.
Fly up first class too. Yeah. Fuck everybody.
Pull up.
I love to hear it. Jordan, $44 billion just hit your bank account. Boom. What do you do?
I'm not proud that the first thought I had was hair. I don't know why that was my first thought, but that's a lot of hair. So I'm going to retract that statement. I'm buying the WNBA, first of
all.
Whoa! That's number one. I'm buying the WNBA, and we are taking it over. We are actually getting more teams. We're getting a marketing push. We have our own network. Forget ESPN. Forget all the other networks to try to give us scraps of games. We have our own network. More teams, bringing back the Monarchs. That's number one on the agenda. Ooh. Sacramento Monarchs, champion. Sacramento Monarchs are coming back.
Shout out to Tisha Panchero.
Better jerseys, better everything. It would be a great time.
Wow. Folks, yeah. What an incredible amount of takes and quality of takes here in our opening. Ryan, super producer Ryan, your $44 billion. You've just been paid $44 billion. It's probably the most money that you've ever hit your bank account. What do you do with it?
I'm grabbing a little bit of New York City real estate. It's been on my bucket list. It's like, it's not going to happen. But if I came into $44 billion, it would be, there's a penthouse above the Brooklyn Clock Tower. That overlooks Barclays Center at the intersection of Atlantic and
well aware. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where the Models used to be.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. So that is one of my favorite buildings in the world. I've called it the middle finger of Brooklyn since I got slapped on the back of the head for doing so out loud by my mother. And ever since I found out there was a penthouse at the top of it, it's been the only place that, like, if I could choose anywhere in the world to live, regardless of value, that, like, that's where it is. So if I got that money, I'm grabbing that, probably making a little bit of investments. And honestly, I'm donating at least a solid couple billion dollars just to ensuring that the Knicks, Yankees, Steelers, New York City FC, and I'll even give the Giants some love. I'm making sure that New York City sports just goes on like a multi-decade long run of dominance. And like, no one even needs to know why it's happening. I'd be a shadow investor. I would just like drop off bags of money to these different front offices with a note saying, use it well, don't say shit, and pay your luxury taxes.
Damn.
Sports Zuri. Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne, the Batman of New York. Mm-hmm. Zuri,
yeah.
It falls to you. What would you do with the $44
billion? 44 bills. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to buy the penal colony that Brittany Griner's being housed in Russia. And we're just going to sell it to
Now,
Hawaii.
Sanctions, it might be tough with sanctions, but I love the thought.
I'm going to buy the sanctions.
We won't look into that.
A lot of backdoor money. Yeah, we're just going to make it an American colony, and then we're going to fly her home right away. I think I'm going to buy, you know, a lot of people make fun of the Lakers for being named after lakes that don't exist in California. So I'm going to buy all five Great Lakes. I'm going to buy the Great Lakes and we're going to dump it into Southern California. That way we will be, you know,
that'll save the drought for us.
Yeah. We'll go 1 year without a drought.
We'll have one really great day in the summer. Water every lawn possible.
Incredible. Okay.
And
more. And, yes, do more.
And some shoes. I'll get some shoes on top of that.
Okay. Yeah. What an incredible, folks. This is amazing.
The wildest take is that he'd be on the sneakers app after getting $44 billion.
Let's go to the voting. Here we are now. Who will it be? I will add, send your votes through chat to Ryan and Zuri. Either one, it doesn't matter. I guess they're both playing, but it doesn't matter.
Send it to Ryan.
And who's it going to be? Just a reminder of the votes we've seen. Will it be Zach, who said, I'm going to buy the New York Knicks for about $6 billion, and I'm going to spend $38 billion on time machines and various sci-fi escapades in order to get all the greatest managers, coaches, and players ever to be part of the New York Knicks. Plus, I'm going to build a MSG on top of MSG to make it a MSG on MSG on MSG channel. Or will it be Jamel, who said, folks, houses for the unhoused population of Los Angeles and Virginia / DC. And I'm going to buy the Washington Commanders. I'm going to name them the Woodbridge Wombats, and I'm going to fucking bulldoze a shopping mall in Woodbridge, and I'm going to build a stadium there. Will it be Jordan who said, fuck it, WNBA about to be the richest sports league ever? I know that the NFL made $10 billion, is on its way to it being a $10 billion league. What if the WNBA was a $44 billion league, which with its own sports network, with its own everything, with the best of everything, their own jets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Or will it be Ryan who said, you know what, I need a house. I'm buying the clock tower in Brooklyn to be my house. Then, like many billionaires before me, I'm going to sports wash, but only for New York area sports. I'm going to make sure that New York teams dominate for years and years and years and years and years to come. Call it Clocktober. Or will it be Zuri, who says, number one, forget about the sanctions, forget about how this works in terms of international law, buy the land on which the penal colony, which is currently housing Brittany Griner, sits, and make that American / Zurian territory that he owns. Then, because the Lakers, obviously the name is an anachronism, the Los Angeles Lakers name is an anachronism based on the years that the team spent in Minnesota, buy the Great Lakes, transport them bucket by bucket to the Los Angeles area. What will this do to the environment, to the ecology of the Midwest and the world and Canada? Fuck it. You heard me. Fuck it. Move the lakes. Today, voting is going on now, and the returns are coming in. What a celebration of democracy this is. Do we have the votes? Remember, we are voting for the worst take, the take that needs to be gone from Take Survivor right now.
So
who do we got? Votes are coming in now.
All votes are in by a hair. My Brooklyn Tower, New York City dynasty dream lives on. And Zuri.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That's awesome. Like it continues. Like Ryan so moves crazy. On with the pitch of buy me a house.
Okay, well.
I guess Zuri's environmental terrorism was not enough to carry the day. Zuri, what do you have to say?
Well, let's check the voting machines, first of all. And you don't really want Brittany home, so I think that's what we're learning here in our last episode.
My idea was to make James Dolan richer.
Well, Zuri, you will remain in our voting pool, and let's move on to round two with our prompt that is the follows. What is your favorite scam? We're watching a cratering of the various cryptocurrency marketplaces, FTX, the once formerly a blue chip crypto exchange has gone under. Crypto.com is in the midst of a run right now. Cryptocurrency is being revealed in a very, very big way as being fraudulent on many different levels. With that in mind, your favorite scam. Let's start with you, Ryan. Your favorite scam.
Ooh, easy. I'm going to go with the Fire Island Festival.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed this scam for a few reasons. One, because at the center of it was a super washed New York City-based rapper who I've grown up making fun of. And so just, you know, the relevancy and muscle memory in ragging on Ja Rule was just like, oh yeah, we're doing it again? Great. Two, it mostly affected, you know, shall we say, financially secure influencers who perhaps don't know how to read fine print. And I'm good with that. You know, if they're going to be victims out there, I'm really good with them being, you know, silver spoon kids who know how to take photos more than they know how to, like, take care of themselves. And I hope they all learn lessons. And three, you know, Shout out to those cheap cafeteria sandwiches, man. They've been in the news for a long time.
Iconic.
So it was cool to see photos of them rolling on MSNBC and CNN for a couple of days. Shout out.
Jordan, your favorite scam.
My favorite scam is college.
Hey.
That is the scam of the decades. I fell for it. And I don't know if I needed it, but I'm still paying it back. And they will continue to get money from all of us and from everyone. And we've been tricked. It's the greatest scam.
We've been tricked. We've been hoodwinked. We're all paying it. We will be paying it until we are very old. It's what an incredible selection on your favorite scam, Jamel.
My favorite scam is Amway.
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 A pioneer in the multi-level marketing space.
Yes, yes. The leader in health and beauty. Also, because my mom used to sell Avon. I'm from the other side of the block. Fuck Amway.
Everybody sold Avon.
Avon. Avon wants their corners back. Let me start there. Second point, they took multi-level marketing schemes all the way to the league, bro. They made it to the league. Like Mary Kay, they had pink Cadillacs. That's fine. I always thought the pink Cadillacs was hard. But nobody made it to the league, bro. They got a whole fucking building. Fuck crypto. Amway, they've been getting this money. They've been taking Suave lotion and putting it in different bottles for 40 years.
Shout out to Suave, man.
And they made it all the way to the top, dog. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Orlando Magic. Zach, your favorite scam.
It's tough because there's a lot of them, you know? There's a lot of them. I was going to go with the Sacramento Kings having Power Balance Pavilion. Power Balance is their naming rights for... this is after we knew that these braces did not keep your balance. It did not make you healthier. And we knew it, and they still said, yeah, the Maloofs were just like, yeah, we'll take your money. We'll take anybody's money at this point. We need cash. Like J.G. Wentworth, we need cash now.
Need and cash that's now.
But I will not go with that. That is just an honorable mention. My favorite scam of all time, the one and only Brett Favre. If you think about it, this guy is not an all-time great. He is someone who is one of the top intercepted quarterbacks of all time. We liked him because he wanted to play in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We thought, oh, how quaint, how quirky. Little did we know, this was a scamming, dusty, shriveled, gray, dick pic slinging guy who's so dumb that he would put on wax. Do you think the media can find out that I'm asking you for money that then just 2 years later, the media found out he was illegally asking for money? Every turn of the Mississippi scandal. Mississippi, one of the most destitute states, does not need to be building volleyball college arenas for Brett Favre's daughter. And yet he said, you know what? Welfare money? No. My daughter needs the nicest of hardwood floors to jump off of to spike a volleyball. It's Brett Favre is my favorite scam because he just wasn't that good.
Folks, let's go to the voting. Well, let's do a double elimination so we can get to a head-to-head finals. You will be voting for the two takes that you think should be ejected from the island, and here are your selections. First, with Ryan, he says, my favorite scam, the Firefest. Who could forget it? You love the pictures of the absolute destroyed FEMA tents sitting bedraggled on a beach somewhere, on the pictures of influencers who thought they were going to be feted at the most luxurious event in the Western Hemisphere, eating sandwiches that consisted of wilted lettuce on stale bread with maybe cheese. Or will it be Jordan, who said, it's college, y'all, it's college. Why does it cost this much? Why do they let teenagers take out loans that they then pay off for tens and tens of years and decades? What does it all mean? Why do we have to make these decisions so early in our life that are then tied to economic burdens that you must carry forward for years and years? Or will it be Jamel, who said, shout out to Amway? Shout out to a scam that has been going on so long and so successfully that they've actually been able to purchase the naming rights for an NBA franchise, the Orlando Magic, the Amway Center, fucking killing the game continuously for the last 40 years. Oral B. Zach, who said, how about my guy Brett Favre? Should he be under a jail? Yeah, probably. But let's talk about ripping off the citizens of one of the most destitute states in the nation so that he could have his daughter play at a nice gym. What?
They already had a gym. He just wanted a nicer one.
Not to mention his, you know, his supposed, like, concussion drug that he was researching. Anyway, voting is going on now. The votes are coming in. And Ryan, who is compiling them, and Ryan, what's the outcome of our votes here? All right. Don't we all love democracy, folks? Democracy in action. It's beautiful. Only when it works for us. It's a beautiful thing.
Only when it works for us.
Only way forward. So let's see. I have been voted off unanimously. So wow. That's actually kind of impressive. Considering the block is this large. We were sending to
I know. I love this. Apologize.
No, dog, because I love Ja Rule. Because Ja Rule got involved in
Betty Beachy's side?
Oh, no, we'll go to a final triple. We'll go to a final triple and we can move on. No, it's easy. Yeah, it's easy because we can just vote for the winner. That brings us to our first three competitor final round. We will be voting for the winner after this round, after this take of the final episode of Take Survivor ever.
Oh.
So the World Cup is starting up soon. It's over in Qatar. The situation that led to Qatar getting the World Cup was, basically bribery. We can say that. But if you could select one location to host every single major sporting event, the NCAA tournaments, the NBA finals, the World Series, the World Cup, the European Championship, the F1 Championship, on and on and on, sports city, sports nation, championship nation, what location would you select? Zach Harper, we'll start with you.
This is very self-serving.
Okay.
Very self-serving. But number one on my list of things that I want to do, I want to get really drunk, eat a lot of sushi, and go watch a sumo wrestling match. And I think we should bring all of the sports together to Japan so that I can not only cover these momentous events, but also fulfill my dream of getting really drunk on sake, eating the best sushi I can find, and watching two very large men slam into each other and try to throw them out of a circle. And so I think the scenery in Japan is beautiful. The food is exquisite. The people are polite, so you're not going to have a bunch of, like, when you flood Japan with all these people, they're not going to be like, get the fuck out of here. We don't want you here. No, there's a comedy. Yes, come in. What can we do for you? They got cool lights on the streets. Cool neon lights. It looks like a futuristic city. They got all the technology in the world that you could possibly want years before we have it. We don't even know what's fucking cool yet. They have it. It's old to them and we haven't even gotten it yet. So let's bring them to the epicenter of technology and cuisine and entertainment. We're going to Japan.
I love it. Jamel.
That's good.
Sports Nation. Where?
Sports Nation. Okay, all right, because it's got to be a country.
It could be anything. City, country, town.
Well, it's Oakland, California.
Whoa!
I'm bringing everything to Oakland. And if that requires me, like, taking control of California, we secede from the union, we make it its own nation. If it requires that, that's what I'm doing. This is not a pro-Warriors take. This is a pro-Black America take. I just think they need some money infused up there. And I think it would be fun as hell. I think watching Marshawn Lynch light a blunt up at the Alameda County facilities for a Group B match between Uruguay and Peru would be fucking fire.
Oh, I love to hear it. Oakland, California, Jordan.
I love that. I love that
for
one.
For all the marbles.
For all the marbles.
Sports Nation, where?
I was really going to bring this full circle from, you know, what I talked about earlier. I say, let's bring it to Sacramento.
Oh!
Let's do it.
Wait.
They don't know what championship. The capital of California. The capital! We have the space. Mm-hmm. We can have the track out in Vacaville, you know? Sacramento County.
Vacaville in Yolo County. Yolo.
America River, stand up. Vacaville, stand up. River,
Folsom Lake.
Folsom Lake. We can have some rowing competitions out there. Like, Sacramento is the place. We have the space. We don't have a ton of championship experience there as a city. So let's bring all the championships there. And I think, you know, people would be welcoming. And
you ever seen a broken down train on display? Well, you're about to go to Old Sac and walk on some wood boards for no reason.
Oh, I love it. Okay, folks,
Old Sac.
It's been an honor of a lifetime to preside over this, the final Take Survivor, and now we go to the voting. We are voting for the winner of this final episode of Take Survivor. Will it be? Who will it be? Will it be Zach, who says, you know what, Sports Nation, Japan, they got it all. They got the food. They got the culture. They got the high-tech stuff. They got the sumo wrestling. They got anime. They got manga. What more could you want? It's the crossroads between East and West. Let's go to Japan. Or will it be Jamel, who says, Oakland, we're going to Oakland. Blow the whistle. That's where all the sports are going to happen from now until the end of time. Everything will happen there in the Bay Area. Oakland will then zoom to the top of the Bay Area power rankings. It would be Jordan who said, capital region of California. Let's make it the capital of the world in terms of sports. Let's put Gavin Newsom on the top of the heap. Let's put the American River amongst the kings of rivers in the world. Amazon River, move aside. Nile River, get out of here. We're talking about the fucking American River, motherfuckers. We're talking about Sactown, Sports Town International. Voting starts now. Who is the winner of this, the final episode of Take Survivor, and who will stand supreme? Folks, by a score of I don't know to I don't know, the winner, the final champion of this, the last Take Survivor of all time, Jamel Johnson. Jamel! Wow. Talk to the people about
Icon.
Your win.
So deserving.
Look, first I'd like to thank the Academy. I like to thank my mom and them. I like to thank Jordan for picking the worst city in California.
Wow, like Chico doesn't exist, huh?
Hey, listen, man. Honorable
like
mention
Bakersfield
of Fresno.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah, sure.
Like Fresno. I could have
San Bernardino. Yeah, it's a lot of
Hammett.
What if the odds you're gonna have two people from Sacramento on
I
one
know.
Call? That's wild.
I'll tell you. I voted for Jordan, and I put Sactown's finest in parentheses.
Hey.
Since this is the last one, I just want to say, I think my favorite moment in Take Survivor history was Jamel calling Squints a pervert.
All right, yeah, because he is.
I mean, you get on, but it takes a true all-time Take Survivor champion,
American great, yeah,
to call a 10-year-old a pervert.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
Spot the lie, bro.
This is, well, folks, it has been my honor to be your host on this last episode of Take Line. I want to thank everybody here, Super Producer Zuri, Super Producer Ryan, Carlton Gillespie, who helped us so much. Everybody at Crooked who's been so supportive. This has been an absolute joy and adventure to do this show. The archive of episodes is going to remain active for people to enjoy. Of course, I'm going to remain here with my show X-Ray Vision. We're going to go to 2 episodes a week, so enjoy that. And thanks everybody for taking the ride with us on Take Line. It's going to be sad to leave Take Survivor Island, but the real estate market there remains strong. I want to urge everyone to not sell their properties, to remain there, and thank all of you for listening. Goodbye! Take Line is a Crooked Media production. The show is produced by Ryan Wallerson and Zuri Irvin. Our executive producers are myself and Sandy Gerard. Engineering, editing, and sound design by the great Sarah DeBalaska and the folks at Chapter 4. And our theme music is produced by Brian Vasquez. Mia Kelman is on the Zoom for vibes, and the vibes are fantastic all the time.
If you guys like Pod Save America, please consider subscribing to our Friends of the Pod program. So Friends of the Pod get lots of stuff. You get more Pod Save America. That includes our new show, which is called Pod Save America Only Friends.
It's where Dan gets naked.
Where Dan gets full frontal nudity, but mostly it's a bi-weekly subscription-exclusive podcast that is basically Pod Save America, but behind a paywall. So it's a little bit looser and more fun. And it's Lovett and Favreau and me and Pfeiffer and then other Crooked hosts. We go deeper on the news and cover more stories. You also get Open Tabs, which is a weekly behind-the-scenes newsletter from the show. Plus, you get ad-free episodes of your favorite Crooked podcasts and all kinds of other stuff. Dan will come to your house and clean it once every quarter.
Yeah, clothed.
Dan is very busy, clothed only. But along with just getting great content, becoming a friend of the pod, joining our subscription community is the number one thing you can do to help us grow, to help independent progressive media. So if you've ever thought about doing it, if you ever wanted more Pod Save America, consider going to crooked.com/friends and becoming a friend of the pod.